From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Despite early indications that a proposal to ban fracking in Florida would not advance in the current state legislative session, the bill passed its first Senate committee Monday. WGCU's John Davis reports.
The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Dana Young of Tampa, unanimously passed the Senate Environmental and Preservation Committee. The bill calls for an outright ban on fracking or hydraulic fracturing and other fracking-like techniques that involve breaking up underground rock formations by blasting them with high-pressure water, acid, and other chemicals to extract oil and gas. An identical bill stalled during last year's state legislative session over concerns that there's been no Florida-specific study documenting the risks of fracking in the state's unique limestone geology. But senior environmental policy specialist with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida, Amber Crooks, says the dangers of fracking are clear and that they aren't worth the risks to human health, the environment, and to Florida's economy.
We need to take a look at the studies that are available, and similar to what we have done for offshore drilling, we as Floridians need to determine what level of risk, given our economy, which is based on real estate and ecotourism, that we're willing to accept in Florida. And I think a majority of Floridians, based on that 90 municipalities that have already passed an ordinance or resolution, would be with us to say that they don't want to see fracking in Florida.
Monday's Senate committee vote on the bill comes less than a week after hundreds of Floridians converged on Tallahassee to rally support for the bill. Its House companion, sponsored by Republican Representative Kathleen Peters, has yet to be voted on by any House committee. John Davis, WGCU News.